Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Basketball is entering the final month of the regular season, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Turning that $1 into $100 is simple. You pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. That's 100-to-1 odds the team you're choosing to hit a three, and they don't even need to win the game. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Andy Shea. Ross Tucker is back, and he'll be joining us shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, Andy, let's start with the news of the week, and let's go with... We had several press conferences with Coach James Franklin, John Scott, the defensive line coach, some of the players. And I tell you what, the biggest takeaway I got from all this was in listening to James Franklin at his press conference, it seems that Curtis Jacobs is doing pretty well for himself at linebacker, isn't he?
Yeah, that might be that can be your takeaway. Curtis Jacobs is doing well at linebacker, and it's not a surprise, right? If you look at the tea leaves for that were already sort of on the wall in 2020, and Lance Dixon's transfer, right? That tells you, you already knew Brandon Smith, Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luketa, those were, you know, Penn State three linebackers in 2020 with Micah Parsons opting out. And Curtis Jacobs passed Lance Dixon last year already, right? Like, the die was already cast for him. So the next step for Curtis, obviously prized high-end recruit, he is going to be an impact and consistent player at the linebacker position in 2020 for Penn State. I'll be interested to see where he put him. I think he might, I don't know, does he go into the Sam spot? The thing that stood out for me about the linebackers and the press conferences earlier this week was Brandon Smith talking, and that Brandon Smith himself saying, I will be moving to Will linebacker position, which basically means I'm going inside from outside. And we say, and you say as a Penn State fan, and I say as a guy who watches Penn State, pays attention to him, thank you, thank you, thank you. Get him closer to the football, closer to the area where he can impact the point of attack, whether that be in the run game or pass game, it doesn't matter. The fact that he played the Sam linebacker last year, and he wasn't bad at it by any stretch of the imagination. He was actually pretty decent at it and got better as the year got on and started to have more impact, but he was just so darn far away from the football and where the point of attack was. But the fact that he has that, and now he's got, as we know, all the tools to move inside. I mean, this is more of his wheelhouse. He built up his repertoire, and now they're moving him into the most comfortable, natural position for him. I mean, he is a potential monster for Penn State. But overall, you know, teams exploited him being that far away from the ball at times last year. So I also like the fact that he admitted in 2020 that the linebackers just weren't very good, right? He said they weren't up to standards. And it had nothing to do with Micah leaving, and he's not wrong. I mean, Micah left, but you still had, you know, a very talented linebacker group that was okay, didn't hurt them, but it certainly didn't help them, and he said that's not good enough. So if you look at it overall, they're moving Brandon to the inside. Curtis Jacobs is definitely going to be an impact player and a starter. I know they like to rotate him there because they'll run three linebackers, they'll run two linebackers when they go 4-2-5. They mix and match them Brent does a really good job of mixing and matching his linebackers. I think he really does. So you've got Brandon Smith, Curtis Jacobs, Jesse Luketa, Ellis Brooks. To me, for Penn State fans, that's a comfortable quartet. Don't you think, Jim?
I think so. And Andy, could you do a real quick lesson for those who may not understand? You know, the talk is Curtis Jacobs to be the Sam linebacker, Brandon Smith the Will, and then the other linebacker is the Mike. So we've got Sam, yeah. Mike, Will. Real quick, what does that mean?
So the Will linebacker position is sort of your the Will and the Mike are sort of more on the inside. There's a weak side and a strong side. Will is the weak side. Mike is the strong side, right? So that's your football
and the
technical.
Strong side is typically where the tight end is.
Correct. But they're your two inside guys. They might mix and match and go left and right and right and left, but they're doing that based on formation, not based on left and right, right? So one's a strong side, one's a weak side. The Mike linebacker is more of your in-the-pocket guy. Your Will linebacker being the weak side guy is a little more free to roam, if it was a good way to describe it. And the Sam, that's your strong side outside linebacker. That's your guy that's – it's more of a kind of a – there's a little bit more hybrid safety duties with him, a little bit more coverage responsibilities, a lot more area, wide side of the field, strong side of the field coverage area. So that's your Sam outside linebacker. Does that help?
That I think that does help, Andy, because sometimes we use these expressions and just assume everybody understands what it means, and that may not be the case. There was also John Scott Jr., the defensive line coach, he also met with the media. And I know defensive line, that's an area whenever we talk about concerns for the upcoming season, when you have the opportunity to respond to that, it always starts with the defensive line. What did you hear from Scott that either made you more leery or made you more confident with the defensive line, Andy?
So yeah, it was good to hear from Coach Scott. I will say my first takeaway and my biggest takeaway from this is that the transfer portal acquisition of Arnold Ebikidi from Temple, the defensive end, he is going to start. He is going to be their most relevant defensive end as they enter the season. He just is. I mean, that's it. End of story. Basically, in Scott's words, he said, we're very fortunate to beat out some other high-end programs to get his services, talking about Arnold's. And I'm going to translate for you that what that means is thank God we got this guy, right? There is a huge need at defensive end. After all the graduations and, you know, going to the NFLs that Penn State had there. And as I look at the defensive line moving forward now that we've kind of got our way through spring, I'm more comfortable now looking and diving into the defensive tackle position as it's sort of playing out. And the defensive end position really is, if you break it down for me, top of the list concern overall for Penn State. Where do you need to see sort of development, guys come forward and do a little bit more than you thought they were capable of doing, and them to be a decent, helpful part overall? It now comes to, it moves away from defensive line in general straight to defensive end. I think this guy could help. I mean, you know, I think pretty much all the guys they got in the transfer portal, including Arnold, were guys that, you know, were regular starters or players for the team. So I think he's going to be a big piece of the puzzle. But he also talked about a lot of other guys.
He did, and that's the one thing about having a position coach. If you get in these press conferences, it's typically about 8 questions, which means
correct.
You get questions about 8 different guys. And one of the things I like to point out whenever these coaches meet the media, Andy, is – everybody is fantastic. Everybody's getting better. Everyone's wonderful. So if you expect to hear, well, this guy's disappointing us, he's not doing as well, you're not going to hear that. It's just not going to happen. But so what it means you have to start doing, Andy, is looking at things where they say guys are great or they say a guy is really great to differentiate. And I got that impression.
Don't mention the guy's name.
Yeah, if they don't mention them, that means something else. But one of the names that came up that he seemed to be very excited about was Smith Vilbert.
Yeah, I think they're – I don't think you look at Smith Vilbert as a starter for Penn State in 2020. I think that's a mistake. Now, I found it interesting going back and looking at the latter part of the season and watching some tape that he actually played like nearly 40 snaps in the final three games. So, you know, that sort of, by that point, the die had been cast, right? Like the you know, Owe wasn't playing, et cetera, et cetera. I think what you have to look at is him being part of the rotation, right? Like the mix and match group. Because, you know, you need three, four guys there at least. So I think Smith has in that role, in the role that they envision for him, that's why I think Coach mentioned him, is that in the role they see him doing, which is a mix and match guy, that he is actually fine, capable, and there's a good opportunity for him in that role. And 40 snaps is a good bit of tape, you know, a game tape to get on a kid and get a look at him and say, okay, maybe he's not ready to be a starter, but I think in this role, he's ready for this.
And one last note that I wanted to hit on, Andy, and this one isn't so much on the field but off the field, but perhaps of interest to Penn State fans. We all know that James Franklin has been spending time away from his family due to COVID concerns with his family. And when he was asked about the vaccine and all, he seemed to really be advocating for, you know what, they should do a campaign in Pennsylvania and let the coaches, him, Narduzzi at Pitt, the NFL coaches, they should be doing a commercial advocating for the vaccine. Now, he said it should not be required, but it should be recommended and advocated for. And used as an example, this is what Beaver Stadium looks like full. And maybe if everyone gets their vaccine, we can get back to this.
Yeah, and he also said, you know, give me a chance to get any vaccine and I'll take it. I also found it interesting that he said he can't mandate anybody to get it, but he can do his part to encourage everybody to take it. And he did mention the Eagles coach by name, or didn't even mention the Eagles coach, because, well, who is the Eagles coach, right? So, but yes, he's a big pro-vaccine guy, as he should be, coaching a major college football program.
And I think he has the exact right attitude. Let's recommend, let's educate, and let people decide for themselves that that's the right route to take. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We get Ross Tucker back. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.